year started off with some special accomplishments of students and adults alike, as well as some big decisions. I'm Melissa Patrick as we rewind back to January. The West Holmes FFA parliamentary team made it to state for the first time in around 20 years, making it to the top 10 in the state. Sarah Irwin would place 8th in state in job interview, and the junior parlay team placed 5th in the district. At the Holmes County General Health District, staff members were honored for their work in public service. Cheryl Seabright was presented the Esther Sprang Award, and Sarah Burkholder was awarded the Maurice Mullet Award for their work and dedication they put into the health of Holmes County residents.
We're second in our room at state, which basically sits us that sixth in the state, but they didn't announce that.
It's been given to former staff members. It's been given to community partners. And this year we decided to recognize Cheryl Seabright for her significant contributions to older adults, the developmentally disabled population, where she volunteers with the Board of DD. They'll write something about the nominee and the reasons why they deserve the award, and then we present this to our Board of Health Personnel Committee, and then they make that decision based on the nominees that we receive. She's been really vital in pushing the litter prevention program and also trying to find better processes for some of our state-ran programs that we've been surveyed on, and we've had to make some adjustments over the last couple of years.
In the village of Millersburg, after several meetings of discussion, a decision was made that would either allow or disallow UTVs to be driven on the village streets. Council would be split with 2 yes and 4 no, with the no vote winning. They would all agree that they wanted to see better clarification at the state level and would look at the issue again if that happened.
I can think, you know what? No, I'm going to vote no because I think no. That is not my job here. My job is to represent all the people in the village of Millersburg. Every person who has contacted me one way or the other, it is my job to represent them, not my own agenda. I made a promise to the people of Millersburg that I would be their voice on council when I ran for this seat, and the majority of them said yes. So I make a motion to vote yes.
The people up that have talked with me, pretty much 100%, they don't care, one way or another.
It's not a kick your tires inspection. It says you must have the proper tools and equipment to test each vehicle to determine. And I didn't want that responsibility as chief. I don't want to speak for Chief Shainer, but if we don't comply with this, you lose qualified immunity. So I could be sued personally if I was a police officer that inspected a vehicle and a week later it had an accident. I don't want that for my officers either. Besides being short-staffed, let's push to have the legislation change at the state level to make it clear.
I just was really concerned about burdening the police department any further with the training and the time involved with this. That's why I decided to vote the way I did.
What is the actual benefit to the village of Millersburg if we allow this? If we are going to the step of allowing, changing the law to allow this, there has to be a tangible benefit for the residents of Millersburg. And I struggled to come up with that benefit. And the people that I talked to, I think I had 2 people that were in favor of it and about 6 or 8 that were against. And again, it's a lot of it is that benefit that it comes back to. How will this make Millersburg better by doing this? And that was what no one, and I specifically asked several people that, and no one could come up with an answer for me as to what the benefit would be.
I've had more people against it than for it.
The Holmes County Commissioners made the important next steps on the new health department building after having a planning session to set the plans on the building, with the project starting at $4 million and ending up not to exceed $7.5 million. The bond was sold, which then triggered construction to begin in April.
They've been working out of a cubby hole for years and years, and they've got 24 employees, and Michael Beer says that they should have a couple more. Emergency management, well, it's going to move down there, and this building has got a generator. The whole building is going to be used for an emergency building for heating and cooling people, and a shelter for there's a disaster. IT, we have an IT room down there. We've always been short of IT space for servers and everything, so that's all down there. They could build it in 6 months, they classical says, but there's so much lead time on a lot of stuff. They don't know how long it's going to take to get equipment and feel really good with this construction company.
They're a very vital part of the process of keeping Holmes County strong and healthy. And in as roles of commissioners, we have to make sure that we give them the proper facilities to allow them to do the next step level work that they will do. These federal stimulus dollars were one-time funds that you can use for one-time opportunities, and this is an opportunity that I believe will allow Holmes County to, again, with health care, with the health side of it, and then the economic side of it, it's a no-brainer.
Especially when we look at contingency plans and emergency operational plans, a lot of our plans go hand in hand. So being in the same building with them, also having the opportunity to have our EOC out there, which is our Emergency Operations Center, as well as Commissioner Miller said, we can open that up for heating and cooling in time of need. We also have so this is a great project.
Sugar Creek would find itself with a new fire chief after Kevin Miller resigned, effective immediately. This would come as the department transitions from part-time staff to full-time staff. One of the council members would also share the beginning steps in the process to possibly build a new fire station in the future.
Along with that, I would like to make an appointment to the fire chief's position. I'd like to appoint John Meek. So I would look for a motion to move forward with that.
I'll make a motion to move forward with John. Approve the appointment for John.
And I'll second.
Fire chief.
Rule call.
Fire chief.
What?
Sam Beachy?
Yes.
Rick Banning?
Yes.
Jason Hampshire?
Yes.
Josh Jarvis?
Yes.
Matt Miller?
Yes.
Jim Person?
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and have someone come and do basically a survey of out of the two locations we are kind of looking at now, and as well as maybe even giving us a suggestion on our initial fire station where it's at, and maybe even where they might think is the best place to put a fire station.
Around the state, the trial for former House Speaker Larry Householder began, and the kidnapping of twins, where one was found at the Dayton International Airport and then the other in Indianapolis, gripped the state, especially with the arrest of the kidnapper and then one of the twins passing away. Governor DeWine would also announce the nomination of Brian Baldridge to be the next director of the Ohio Department of Agriculture. With this look back at January, I'm Melissa Patrick.